With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. When Bob Mason decided to end his life with a self-inflicted gunshot, his pain helped him pull the trigger. Mason died in January. He was 67 years old. Mason's daughter, Shane Miskey, says her father had been without pain-killing drugs for about a week when he died.
For the last, couple weeks up until Bob passed away, there were a lot of tears every day on the phone between the pain and the really just the sadness of not being able to walk his dog, which I'm sure meant it was more than that. But it was just a lot of, he'd be tears, then he'd crack a joke, then he'd be fine, then he'd call back an hour later and be teary and in pain again.
One of Mason's doctors was Mark Ibsen in Helena. Ibsen shut his practice last winter after being investigated by the Montana Board of Medical Examiners for overprescribing the powerful and addictive painkillers known as opioids. That meant Bob Mason lost his access to the painkillers that made his life bearable. Meskey says she remembers her dad talking about seeing another doctor in Butte to get relief, but he was in too much pain to make the trip from his home in Helena.
An hour down and an hour back. He couldn't be in a vehicle or an airplane or anything for a certain amount of time. It was just too painful. He would wince every time he sat down and cringe, and swear I could hear his back creaking every time he stood up.
In March, a group of chronic pain patients in Montana presented what they call a Pain Patients Bill of Rights to the state legislature's Health and Human Services Committee. Terry Anderson from Hamilton was one of them.
On behalf of all those who suffer pain and Robert Mason, who took his own life because of uncontrolled pain, we are a diverse group of patients. We come from all walks of life, and we believe the treatment of our chronic and intractable pain is a fundamental human right.
Anderson says the Pain Patients Bill of Rights is based on similar legislation in California. Lawmakers there found that the state has a right and duty to control the illegal use of opioid drugs, and that for some patients, inadequate treatment of acute and chronic pain is a significant health problem. California's Pain Patient Bill of Rights allows a patient to request or reject the use of any or all techniques in order to relieve their pain. According to the Montana Medical Association, prescription drugs contributed to more than 300 deaths in Montana between 2011 and 2013. The association says kids in Montana have the third highest rate of prescription drug abuse in the country. Here's Anderson again.
You know, opioids were given out like jelly beans. They were handed out, and people did become addicted, and too many deaths from these prescribing habits, but the pendulum has swung, and the legitimate pain patients cannot get their medications, especially in Montana.
California's first version of the Pain Patients Bill of Rights became law in 1997. Los Angeles area doctor Forrest Tennant advocated for it. He now treats patients who come from states all over the country, including Montana, who can't find effective pain treatment at home.
The last week or two, it's just been unbearable. We hardly want to take the phones. The number of people calling who want to come here. And a lot of it is that doctors in other states don't want to treat anybody. We've been at this since World War II, where we had a lot of sailors and soldiers settle here. And so, in California, believe it or not, we have the lowest per capita prescribing of Schedule II opioids. That's because we've been at training and programs for decades.
To an untrained doctor, Tennant says addicts and pain patients can look similar. He says education in the medical community about pain management and opioids is almost non-existent.
Here is the thing that the public doesn't get. The government doesn't get it. The universities don't get it. And I don't know why this is so hard to understand. No, the CDC has got these guidelines. All they do is reiterate what is standard care anyway. In other words, you have standard care. That's non-pharmacologic agents, physical therapy, injections, surgery, topical medications, psychotherapy, and all those things have to be tried before a patient can come here. Opioids are not an option. They are the last resort when there is no other option. You don't use them until everything else has failed. Big myth, big misunderstanding.
Dr. Mark Mantell chairs the Montana Medical Association Committee on Prescription Drug Abuse.
Well, I know nationally there's a big move to, regulate these medicines and have tighter regulations on them. And right now, legislation is being considered. But, a lot of us are proposing, education is really what we need to do. And the opiate problem is a big problem in the U.S., and we have to face it and take it head on. But at the same point in time, as we take that on. We don't want to throw out patients who also suffer from chronic pain and may benefit from these medicines. And some of them lead to actually better quality of life with them being available.
Mentel testified at the Montana Legislative Committee hearing on the Pain Patient Bill of Rights in March.
Right now, the exact means and the ability to know what is the best way to manage chronic pain, what are the tools available, what is available out there, we're still developing the science. A pain patient bill of rights, although I agree with everything that's on there that they're talking about today, I agree with them wholeheartedly. It's in actually in my oath that I took as a physician to treat everyone as if I would want to be treated myself. I'm just fearful that a bill of rights or some mandates for physicians to practice in a certain way could get the legislation ahead of the science.
What I think is important is that we have the discussion. And if I, as a legislator, can in any way assist with that, I'm going to do it.
This is State Senator Mary Cafaro, a Helena Democrat. She says she'll put in a bill draft request for the 2017 legislative session, but she isn't sure yet if she'll be a formal sponsor for a pain patient bill of rights.
Drug addiction is a problem. That is a very serious problem. What I don't want to see happen, and what has been identified as a problem, is that people who really need access to medication get swept up in the drug addiction. They're two separate issues. You have drug addiction, and you have people who need the medicine for their pain management. Those are two separate issues.
Bob Mason, the pain patient from Helena who committed suicide, moved to Montana to try to get relief in 2012. He got a spinal cord stimulator implant, but afterwards still needed opioids. His daughter, Shane Meskey, said he didn't like the drugs, but there were no other options.
The opioids, they cause other issues, and your body starts to feel slow and a little overwhelmed, as he would mention, because you don't feel super sharp and on top of your game. At a certain point, there was nothing more that doctors could do for his type of pain. And so as a 67-year-old person, I think that you should try to enjoy any quality of life that you get, and if that means taking medication to function, give them what they need.
Opium-derived drugs are a two-headed beast. One clenches its jaw around addicts whose lives it can crush. The other offers relief that can make life worth living, at least for long enough to allow a man like Bob Mason to feel like he can walk his dog. The American Academy on Pain Medicine says 100 million Americans suffer with chronic pain. That's more than the number of people with diabetes, heart disease, and cancer combined. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
This report was made possible in part by a grant from the Montana Healthcare Foundation.